Gemara says in Nazir, that's Samach Vav Amad Beis, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Godel Ho'ine Omen Yose Min HaMavarech. The one who answers Omen is greater than the one who makes the Brocha. In the Sifri, it's Mashmeh, that we learn it from the Pasuk, the famous Pasuk where we learn out that there's a Chiyuv to answer Omen, we learn out from the Pasuk in Hazinu, it says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam is mentioned, you give greatness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So by giving Omen, you give greatness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Sifri is Mashmeh that the Omen have a Goydel that gives greatness as even greater than the Omen. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when the Omen is mentioned, have a Goydel Elokeinu, the Omen adds even more greatness than to the Ribbono Shel Olam, than the actual Brocha. So that's the Gemara in Nazir is referring to that the Scha, the reward for answering Omen, is in fact more reward than for the actual Brocha. And Tosfos Bava Kamma brings the story that there was somebody who was called up to an Aliyah, they called him up to the Sefer Torah, and came along somebody else, and he chapped the line, his Aliyah before him. He, without being called up, he just went along and said the Brocha. So they came along to Rabbeinu's house. And he wanted to say, he said, this person should give me 10 zehuvim, 20 zehuvim, that's for 2 brochas. Every brocha is worth 10 zehuvim, 2 brochas, he should give him 20 zehuvim. Because the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, there was somebody who shechted, and he was meant to do kisu adam as well, and came along his friend, and he did kisu adam. So they state in Gemara that Rav Gamliel said he's got to give him 10 zehuvim because he was mastered him the brocha. So this was the din Torah of the of this tevea was, if he's taken away my aliyah, so I deserve a sara zehuvim at least, 20. Rabbeinu Tam said he's potter, because that Gemara is talking about in Bava Kamma when the person who did kisu adam did it before, give it when he wasn't there, so he didn't answer the omen. But here, when he was in the shul and he was about to come up to the sefer Torah, and the other person Shimon chapped around before him, so Reuven answered Omen on Shimon's brachas. So God will help Oyna Yisrael and Amavorech. So he hasn't lost him anything. So he doesn't have to pay him any money. So the beer of the Inyan is Apir Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Pashas Peshalach that the Inyan of a bracha, the Inyan of a bracha is like a shtar, a witness that we say Edus that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Mekor Kol HaBracha. But just like you have a shtar, you can have a shtar, which we know can be a shtar she'ina mekuyim. It's got chasinus, but it could be its mezuyah. How are we mekayim a shtar? So we bezdin come and the edim are made on their chasinus, and we put a hempik on the shtar, and that makes the shtar a shtar mekuyim. So similar to that, explains Rabbeinu Bachai, that every brocha is a witness that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the mokher of kol ha-brochas. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the source of all the brachas. That is what a bracha is. It's an edus that you are the one who made all the brachas. You are the one, let's say, who makes the motzi lechem noretz. You make the bread. You take the food out of the ground. So now, when we answer Omen, that is like the kiyum on the shtar. So in actual fact, we're establishing that the bracha is true with the Omen what we make. So that gives an extra koyach and an extra strength to the bracha. So that is mashlim the whole bracha which the first one made. Now, l'chayra, we can try to prove it, perhaps from two places in Shulchan Aruch. There's an interesting seif in Shulchan Aruch, not so well known, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Seif Beis. So the Machaber says, somebody's washing to eat, so he makes a moitzi lechem in Aruch. If there's many people who are eating at the same time, so they can be yotzer with his hamoitzi. That's the klal always, when many people do it about to eat together, so one makes hamoitzi, and everybody can be yotzer. We all do that on Shabbos. We do that on Shabbos because of lechem mishnah. Everybody has kavana to be yotzer, and that with a shemer koina. That's even better because we have a minor baroiv om hadas melech. We're praising the Rabbeinu Shel Olam baroivam. So state the first bit is when everybody knows they should be mechavan to hear the bracha. That's vital important. Whenever we say Shemeh Ko'ina, they have to hear the bracha from beginning to end, and they should answer Omein. And then it does an interesting nekuda. Brings the Ramah B'Shem the Oizeruah, V'hamavorech Yechavein Lo Omein She'oimrim. then one who makes the bracha should have kavona to be yitzah ve'omein, which the nesubim are saying. So that's an interesting circle. What's going on? That he makes the bitseya makes the bracha. They have kavona to be yitzah the bracha. Then they answer omein, and then he has kavona to be yitzah that omein. And that's a big chiddush. Why taka that? So says the Gaon, because no, the Gemara taka says that omein is a chelik of the bracha. So therefore, by him answering omein, he is actually giving, and that's all part of the bracha. So you don't have to do it. I mean, you get the bracha, even without the kavana to be yitzah the omein. But by having kavana to be yitzah the mesubim omein, you're in fact giving extra mile to your bracha, that the bracha has the extra cum on it. Yes, there has even been established that this is so, that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is the mutzi lechem min ha'oret. So that's one place in that where we see that. And in that same simon, later on it says, which is a Gemara in Brochus, in this Kup Samach Zayin, Sif Tezai, it says, Ein ha-bitzea rishai liktsoya ad sheichare omein mipi roi po'oinim. In this same case, when this person who's making lechem, lechem mishnah or shavs, it's a practical case, and he's making the bracha, and they're all being yotzeh with him, and they're answering omein, so he is not allowed to start eating till they all have finished answering omein. Roiv people have still answered omein. If you get some people who stay a bit longer, you don't have to wait for them, but you have to wait for roiv people. What's the inyan at? This is the same inyan. That's actually the Gemara bracha, where Rashi says it, she'omen hu mechlal ha'bracha. So omen is part of the bracha. So therefore, if you eat beforehand, so then you haven't had the full bracha yet. So you should chatchila wait till they've answered omen, and only then you should start to eat. Now there's an interesting story after which we can understand this story. One of the Friedrich Av Bezdin in Yerushalayim was called Reb Reuven Zelig Benzlis. So he said the story was, he was mekabel ish mipi ish b'shem Reb Chaim Volozhin, that Reb Chaim Volozhin had an anhoga toiva. He never made a brocha unless there was somebody there who could answer omen. And it so happened he was once by night very thirsty, and the whole family was asleep, so he was stuck. On one hand, he wanted to have a drink to make shaka maybe for it. But on the other side, he had this hanoga teva, and he didn't want to make a bracha till there's somebody there to answer omen. So suddenly there was a knock on the door, and Reb Chaim goes and opens the door, and he sees that one of the bochum from Volozhin were there, came to speak to Reb Chaim, wanted to ask him a kasher on the lesechta that we're doing in the yeshiva. So Reb Chaim said, "I'm so pleased to see you, come inside." And he says, "First, let me make a shahaku, and you can answer omen, and I have my drink, and then we'll be learning from what you want to talk about this year." And that's how it happened. So he answered omen, and they spoke in learning, and he thanked Reb Chaim, thanked him for coming. The next morning, Reb Chaim Volozhin goes to yeshiva, and looks for that bracha, wants to thank him again. "What a great favor you've done for me, that you helped me to be mashli my bracha." So the next morning, when Reb Chaim comes to yeshiva, he meets that boy, and that boy says, "Sorry, I don't Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not quite sure what the Rosh Yeshiva means. I don't recall being in the Rosh Hashiva's house last night. I was in yeshiva all night." But Reb Chaim says, "Well, didn't you come to my house and you spoke in learning and I made a bracha first and you answered omen?" He said, "It wasn't me, it wasn't. I was in the yeshiva the whole night." So it was inspired to Reb Chaim, that because of his hanhoga teiva, min hashemayim, they sent him a malach. They sent him somebody, because, I'm not quite sure it can be a malach, because you need an omen, but he was sent. They sent him somebody. They sent him a demut of a person. They should be able to answer omen on his bracha, because Reb Chaim was so machted on his hanhoga. So he had this siyata d'shmaya that the Rabbeinu Shleilam should send him a shliach, send him somebody to be able to make his bracha even more into a mehuda dika bracha. But lemaisa, the base for Reb Chaim is what we've shown in Shulchan Aruch, that the omen is mashlim da bracha. But to be honest, these two places where we saw in Shulchan Aruch, there was talking about the omen which people were being yotze with that bracha. This halacha that you can't eat till people answer omen speak Mepurish, that's only when other people are being yotze with the bracha. Then you can't eat till they answer Omi. So who again? It could be the other halacha, the previous halacha in Sif base, when it says that you should be mechavan to be yotze the Omi. That might only be when the Omi is in fact being used as part of being yotze the bracha. So then the Omi has even more chashivas to it, because they actually sort of, the Omi is connecting the bracha to them. So that is a lachana to be, that lachana could be even more of more of an important omen. But nevertheless, I think we have another clear raya to show you that the omen is actual part of the actual bracha, and that's in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Vov Sif Daled. There state that yesh noigim, that some people do that after one of them has made the birchas hashacha, and they answer Omein, so they switch round, and the one who answered Omein, he now makes the brachas loud, and the other people answer Omein, and so weiter. They make a chain. Everybody says the brachas loud, and the other ones answer Omein. What's the idea of this? Is the Mogen Avraham says, because of the Indian, one should say 90 Omeins a day, just like you should say 100 brachas. So you should say 90 Omein. Now give a Rosh HaTevis a remez for this, the word Tzadik. Tzadik, the Tzadik is the 90, the Dalet is the 4 Kedushas. That's called Baruch Hu was one, Kedusha the Yetzer, and then there's Kedusha Shemin Esra, Kedusha for the Tzien. The Yud is the 10 Kadeshim. I'm not quite sure exactly all the 10 Kadeshim, how they actually all work out, but the Kuf is the 100 Brochas. They've got down a Machtus HaShekel there. So according to the Tzaddik is the 90 Omeins, that's why the idea is to get as much many Omeins as possible. But then the Machzor Shekel brings B'Shem Da'asara Mamoris, that's the Merame panel. He says that one should try, when you say the brachas, to get people to listen to your brachas. That he says even 2 people should listen to your brachas, that they'd be able to answer Omeins. So by this, from him, it's not because that the other people should get the Omeins, it's for your purpose that you should get Mahudadika brachas if people are answering Omein on that brachas. And also he adds that the Shach says in Choshe Mishpot that this Gemara which we mentioned, that a bracha is worth 10 zehuvim, is dafka when you make a bracha in front of other people and they're answering Omein, so then the bracha's got the chashidus of asara zehuvim. So you see from there that it's not, the idea of answering Omein is not just because, besides being the Maila, you say besides being the Maila of answering Omein, that there is an actual fact, an element of the Brocha is actually strengthens and is Mahaza the actual Brocha. Now let's perhaps go now a little bit more in the details. What is Taka, the Pshat, the translation in the Omein which we answer after all brachas and after kaddish? So the actual taich of the word omein is loshen emona. It's true, emona. It's true. That's the basic translation of the word omein. And also brings the Gemara says in Shabbos that it's omein is Rosh HaTevis for keil melech nemon. So in fact, on its own, it's a loshen of truth, and it's also a Rosh HaTevis for keil melech nemon. Now in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Chof Dalet Se'iv Vov, that's in the Simen of Chazoros HaShatz, it comes out from the Mechavan Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim, there's 3 types of brachas, and therefore 3 types of omens, we will have 3 different meanings depending on the bracha which we're referring to. Now, the first type is what we call Birchas HaShvacha. Brachas which we praise the Rebbeinu Shalom, like Birchas HaShachar in the morning, Asheyotza, Baruch Sha'oma, Yishtabach, the first 3 brachas of Shemoneh Esreh, and all brachas, Birchas HaNeni, when we have food. The bracha is a praise to Rebbeinu Shalom. I give the example of Rebbeinu Shalom, we take Boire 308, the Rebbeinu Shalom creates the fruit from the tree. So therefore, when we say Omein on that bracha, what is the translation of Omein? So like we said before, Omein is like a stamp on the bracha, so it is So the omer means, yes, it is true, the Ribbono Shel Olam has created the fruit. And when we make Hashayotza, when we say Reitach HaBosor Masli La'asos, that's a Birchas HaShvach. So there the omer means, we say the omen is, yes, it is true that you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, heal everybody, your Reitach HaBosor, and you make wonders in how the body works. So that is the correct kavona. So the kavona, which should be by omen, by these brachas, is, yes, it is true what has just, it is true that the Ribbono Shel Olam is what was just the statement, he heals everybody and he creates what, and he creates what we, the fruit, what, whatever we just said. When we say Mogen Avraham, and we answer the chiv, we answer omen, so then the idea, the kavona which we meant by Mogen Avraham is, yes, the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have protected the others, you had a covenant with the others, and you protected the others, and in that chus, you should protect us as well. Well, perhaps I'll leave that out. Sorry, and that you protected the others. Let's just leave it at that for the moment. Now, that's the first type of omen. The second type of omen is a completely different meaning. When we say kaddish, yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei ramor, the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam should become great and sanctified. There, the omen doesn't mean it's true. You mean it's true? I haven't said anything. It's a tefillah. It's a request. The Ribbono Shel Olam said should become great and become sanctified. So there, the kavona of the omer which we meant to have is a different kavona. There, we meant the kavona is halavai. It should be so. So that's by the omen of kaddish, and also not so many brachas. It's also by yale v'yovoi when we all say omen zochreinu Hashem elokeinu letoivo v'kdeinu v'yovoi lebracha. It should be so, and also by one of the brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Can't say it's true. I think they're going to say also it's a tefillah. The correct kavona for that omen is it's halavai. You should build Yerushalayim with your rachmonas. And the interesting thing is in this category, the Mishaburah brings down b'shem the medrash. It doesn't even have to be a brocha. If somebody wishes you, zot zayin gezunt. So you be well, have a good day. So then you can also say omen, and then the pshat omen. It should be so. And interesting says when somebody davens and he gives a bracha to a yid even without saying the shem, the you should answer omen, and that's where it comes in. Because people by benching, if you're not in the middle of benching and you hear somebody benching and you say the harachamon, then you should answer omen. Some people don't know, because that's like a wish, it's a tefillah. So you answer omen, and what's the taichin omen there? Halavai, it should be so. Orachamon who you found a saying b'chovei the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us panosa berevach. Omen, halavai, it should be so. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us panosa berevach. That's the second category. The third category is brachas, which are both. They have the double meaning. They're both the praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's true that you are the creator and you have done this. And halavai, it should be so. And that's by the brocha, with, by the brocha of Hagoyim al Chasodim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael. It is true, you do chasodim to Ribbono Shel Olam, and halavai, you should be vayta Hagoyim al Chasodim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael. And that also, the truth is, fits for all the middle brochas of Shmoneh Esrei. When we say Choylein Hadoas, so the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us das, so then we answer Omen after the Chazara Sashach. So then the correct kavana is, it is true the Ribbono Shel Olam, you give us das, and halavai with the Ribbono Shel Olam, please give us das to be able to understand the Gemara, to be able to understand the Torah better. So that's a double kavana, and the kavana should be both it is true and halavai it should be. It should be so. Now there's a few dilim of Anias Omen which are quite important. Is, as we know, we live in a time when everything is express. Everything has to go quick. Machines, everything has to go quick. So unfortunately, it has a little bit of hashpa on our nature. We do lots of things in a quick manner. It becomes like, even my own little boy, he was davening next to me, I'm tired, I left Friday night. So by Friday night, Shimon Esra, he sort of bang, he gave the bang. Imagine he was davening Slach Lohnu, and that. So he asked me, he apologized to me, he was very tired. He's just used to the Shimon Esra, the Slach Lohnu. So he thought Friday night is going to be just it's that Shimon Esra. So therefore, just when it comes to Omein, sometimes that we tend to say Omein, we tend to say Omein before the Shliach Tzibah, or the one who says the Brocha, has finished that Brocha. And that's L'chayra, not correct, because that's called an Omein Chatufa. And the Chatza Omein, that is said too quickly before he gets a chance to finish the Brocha. So it's worthwhile if one to try and make sure that you finish the Brocha completely before you answer Omein. And just like you shouldn't say it too quick, who has in the other where you shouldn't say it to delay it too long as well. As soon as the bracha is finished, one should answer Omein, which is enough teich deziba. You've got the shayla you've got the word of teich deziba, which is four words. That's when you can answer Omein. But more than that, you shouldn't answer, because that's called an Omein yesoyimo. That's called an Omein which is too late. And the tzibul should finish ba'be tzibul. Then you've got a little bit longer, because if it's chazor hashat and the tzibur announcing omein, then you've got the din, or you've got the time to answer omein till the raised tzibur are answering omein. If somebody doesn't hear the whole brocha, he just hears the end of the brocha, he may still answer omein, even if you didn't hear the end of the brocha, as long as you hear. Even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, and even if you didn't hear the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, as long as you hear the end of the bracha, you can answer Omein. And even more than that, it says in Siman Kuf Chof Dalet Siv Ches, even if you didn't actually hear any part of the bracha, but you know which bracha has been said, you can also answer Omein. Chazor Hashat of Hashtikel Hashayla there in Sim Kof Chav Dalad Siv Kotel Lamed Gimel, if you can answer by other brachas, it's Lechatchila. If you go in and the Chazan has just said on Nisim and Sechavina after Beyin and Beilila, but you didn't hear the bracha, you come and everybody's answering Omen, you can answer Omen. Chazor Hashat of Hashtikel Hashayla, therefore it says Lechatchila, you should make sure that you know which bracha he's referring to, because the whole Takon of Chazor Hashat is Lahitzi. Misha in a book, he's meant to know what bracha he's meant to actually hear the actual bracha. Not enough. It might not be enough to say Shaila Kabbalah. It's better to know, to hear the actual bracha. Now, interesting that the Bi'alocha says in Simon Reish Tezvov, there still is a difference whether you hear the bracha or not. And the Bi'alocha Zokdazoi, you've got a kashis in some places, it says that when you hear the end of the bracha, says the Bi'alocha like this: when you hear the end of the bracha, you're mechuyev to answer Omein. When you don't hear the end of the bracha, you just know what the bracha is and you hear everybody answering, you may answer Omein, but you're not mechuyev to. So that's the difference whether you actually hear the bracha or not. Now comes an interesting shaila. I brought a sutton in the sefer, on Leitre Omein. Are you allowed to answer Omein if you have a full mouth? No hashayla. We know by a brocha in Shteit in Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember exactly the siman now. It says, Shteit in Hilchos Brochas, that you're not allowed to answer Omein Kuf Ayin somewhere, that you're not allowed to say a brocha when something is in your mouth. That's why the whole shayla, if somebody found a steak, he puts food in his mouth without a brocha, so lechatchila you should, if you can take it out, you can take it out and put it to one side. Because it says in the prophet, Yemole pi tel asecho, the mouth should be full to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he's stating in the Eish Shel Avraham, he's got a raya from that this only applies to Hilchus Brochus. Although Omein, you're not mechuyev to spit it out, or to put it to the side, you may answer Amen even if you have a full mouth. And this is very common during a meal. You've started eating and you're eating and somebody makes a bracha, you may answer Amen even if you have a full mouth. An interesting story regarding this. The Alter Schneider Talmidim, they stay over from the Rosh Hashiva of Schneider, was Rav Moshe Schneider, when he got married, he married a girl who was brought up in the house of the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim, I think he arranged, made the chasna. That's an interesting thing. The question is, and that's just going off the point, that when they made this chasna, Moshe Schneider met this Yusema, which was brought up in the house of the Chofetz Chaim. So when they, what they called the meeting, when he met her, a prospective meeting, when he met her, so he asked her one question: are you prepared to cook for Bochum? And she said yes. He said, fine, you're the right shidduch, and he took her. Kamponim, when they got married, this is how the story goes by the chasna. So there was a big challah there, and the chofetz, so Moshe Schneider was the chofetz, so he made hamitzi lechem and oretz, and he noticed that the Chofetz Chaim didn't answer Amen. So Moshe Schneider said to the Chofetz Chaim, why didn't you answer Amen on my bracha? Said the Chofetz Chaim, because I had a full mouth at that time. And just like the Zalocha, Yemole Pitel Asecha, you're not allowed to say a bracha with a full mouth. Similarly, you shouldn't say Amen with a full mouth. Aval Amayt, this is actually said that in Hidosh Shteid, and he says that B'Shem the Eish Lavrom, the Bachacha, and he also brings B'Shem Reb Chaim Kinesi, they say, they bring Raya, that it's okay to say a bracha with a full mouth. I call upon the famous cut of Amayt, the Kemi Shrek and Kakashi. And just as the last Nakod I'd like to finish off is that there's by Chazor, you should not take off one's talus and tefillin during when Kaddish is being said because of Omei Yehei Shmei Rabo. Omei Yehei Shmei Rabo has got an exceptional mila. It's even more than Kedusha. So therefore, if you take off your tefillin, Bishas, you say Omei Yehei Shmei Rabo, you can't have proper kavana. So therefore, Lachatzel, if one should try, when you say Omei Yehei Shmei Rabo, not to be busy doing something else. Is lechayra mashma from there that any other omen finished is nush gefelach if you're doing something while you're answering omen, which would see that way in a way omen is a little bit more kuladik than a brocha, because normally when you say a brocha you're not allowed to do anything b'shal the brocha, you have to have full concentration, you're not allowed to do anything. Masha'en kenefshe, this is what it does seem a little bit more kuladik when you answer omen. Even the Mishnah says people, a lot of people put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, so all the Mishnah says it's, if you have another place where you put a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, he says it's better because you can't concentrate, you're meant to concentrate on the Chazor Hashat. Obavayt is for the Omen, it's an Ishkefelech if one does do something else while you're answering Omen. It's a short word, you can have Kavana while you're doing something else as well.
Somebody would have said the